Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
So, is this on?
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. You guys ready for some payback?
No.
I mean, looking at the card and there's nothing exciting about it.
No, nothing.
Fabricated matches.
I mean, I guess the only thing you could say is maybe like Nakamura Rollins.
It should be a good match.
It should be a good match.
But I feel like we know what's going to happen there.
Right.
Becky Trish could be a good match after what they did on Raw. That was crazy for a girls' match on Raw that has no rules.
Sure,
it was basically two on one. It was like a tables match.
Yeah, but now you've got Trish confined tables to a ring.
Exactly.
Well, we'll see.
That's the main problem.
Yeah.
Oh no. But yeah. Payback's coming up this Saturday. It's a big weekend. Payback.
Yeah,
I've got my fantasy football draft right before payback.
Wow.
And then All Out the next day. So fuck me.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Could be the worst weekend
in Andrew history.
And I'm going to use my tag.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And how does that work?
Eric, tag. You have to now stay on Sunday for AEW.
Hey, welcome to AEW podcast.
No, God, anything but that.
But Eric, and Josh on a podcast is comedy gold. Jerry.
Yeah,
gold.
I mean, that's really going to suck. Like, at least last weekend, it was at, what, 11?
11 a.m., yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey,
so it probably only went to, what, 6 p.m.?
Yeah. All In was actually pretty good, Eric.
Right, sure. So there's no way that All Out is going to be.
Yeah, there's no chance.
No.
No chance of that.
What is there like?
This All one starts Out at night, like 7?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What,
how many matches are announced?
A few. They're basically just like TV matches.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like most of them are just TV matches.
Why did they do like two back to back?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Like you need time to like regain your load.
And also, this is not the AEW podcast, but CM Punk, the report is that CM Punk is suspended. So he's not even going to be at the Chicago pay-per-view.
That's amazing.
That is so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason why people buy tickets there.
So who does MJF even fight? What does he even do?
I don't know if he
does. Defend the tag team titles?
Who knows if he does anything?
The Ring of Honor tag team titles?
Yeah, maybe.
Sure.
Against two jobbers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like it's an episode of Collision that you have to pay $50 for.
Oh, yeah.
So,
makes sense.
All right, we're going to get to payback predictions. We got to review SmackDown and Raw. But first, we need to thank some new patrons. So thank you to Marquise, Jacob Nolan, and he who laughs last, he did a year sub. So
great name.
Get the air horns.
Yeah.
Great name, man.
Yeah.
Great name.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So thank you very much to those three people.
You're going to want the year sub.
That's right. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's only $5 a month. You can cancel any time. Yeah. Or you could do a year sub like he who laughs last.
Yeah.
Yes. Save some money.
Interesting week for wrestling. Couple legends.
I know.
And a shocking one. And Andrew and I were together when he showed me, I think, a text from Eric.
Yes. Eric just texted
Eric was the
us.
First to
Holy
see it.
Holy fuck.
And it was like, wait, what? And then they kind of confirmed all the rumors, the horror, you know, of behind the rumors that they were saying that he was actually sick.
Right.
And he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bray was very sick. And then I guess a heart attack is confirmed or something.
The whole report is that he got COVID earlier this year. I think like February or March. Because remember, he was building to a WrestleMania match with Bobby Lashley.
Of course.
Yes.
He got COVID. He left. We all thought he left because that was right around the same time where Vince McMahon returned.
Sure, sure.
So like, oh, okay, he's fucking with his character.
The
again.
Initial rumors were it was going to be him and Brock.
Yeah.
Right, which is amazing.
But then Brock said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we originally thought he left. He got COVID. The COVID caused him to have heart problems. Mm. And then TMZ actually has more on this. TMZ reported that his very doctor reputable. Told him... but TMZ, I mean, if they're lying about all this, they can get sued. But like TMZ said that his doctor recommended that he wear a defibrillator and he apparently didn't want to do that. Ugh. And he told JoJo that he was going to take a nap. And then like she heard his alarm constantly going off. And then she went upstairs and he was... like blue in the face, not breathing. That's when she called 911.
How many times did she hear it going off before she went upstairs?
I don't know. Wow.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's crazy.
That's super, super sad.
Died of a heart attack at 36.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sucks. And, you know, it's like Keith Lee, you know, wasn't as serious, but he had long-term effects.
That's right. Yeah. He had issues with COVID as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like also Bray Wyatt, you know, one of his best friends, Brody Lee, dies of a mysterious illness a couple years before.
Right.
Now Bray Wyatt dies of, you know, COVID and, you know, and then a heart attack.
So strange. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful, man. So SmackDown opened with everyone at the stage, including Braun Strowman and Eric Rowan.
And you said, like, when was the last time they did this? Then again, when was the last time an active roster guy?
An active roster guy died was Chris Benoit.
Eddie was first, then
Eddie
Chris
was first. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
2007.
That's a good streak for WWE.
I know. And it's crazy because, like, you know, it seems like it's pretty obvious that wrestlers don't do as much drugs or alcohol. Like, they take care of themselves better than they used to.
Right.
So, like, you know.
DDP yoga.
DDP
helps
yoga.
Everybody.
Well, now the thing is they all hang out backstage and play video games. And Undertaker's like, what a bunch of fucking pussies. They should be doing coke and taking shots of Jägermeister.
Well, then someone was like, okay, easy with the eyeliner there, Taker.
Yeah. Then it's like some of these guys want to meet their grandchildren, so calm down.
Sure.
But it's just like, you know, but yeah, because we all know about the, like, almost like the curse. Like, so many wrestlers die young.
Right.
Yeah. And in this case, it was really nothing to do with Bray Wyatt doing, you know, making bad choices.
Right.
He was just like, oh. Nope, just got COVID and it fucked up his whole system, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, Eric Rowan was there. I'm sorry, I don't remember his real name, but he was also in, he also showed up in AEW when they did Brody Lee's tribute show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I think
like,
they called him Eric Redbeard or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because I think he had a match or two. Hmm. So they did a 10-bell salute for Bray Wyatt and Terry Funk.
Yeah.
They played a Bray Wyatt tribute video showing so many huge moments that he created over the years.
I did notice that it was more than just wrestlers. Like, it was like backstage producers, backstage crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Like, I feel like in the past, it's just been like wrestlers, you know?
Right. Yeah. One of my favorite, like, things that they showed in that video package was when he was like dancing with Cena.
Yeah.
Like, in the ring.
Right.
It was like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Then they showed his family, and that was, you know, really hard to get through. Mm-hmm. And then the crowd sang, he's got the whole world in his hands. Then the lights go off and they shined a spotlight on Bray's rocking chair.
Yeah. So I was out at a work happy hour and one of the TVs had SmackDown. So I'm like watching this and then like, I was like, oh yeah, you know, the 10 bell salute. It's sad. It sucks. Then they showed the fucking rocking chair, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't watch this.
Yeah.
Like, it was such like a like a punch in the gut almost, you know?
Really?
It's really sad. He finally made his way back to the ring.
Right.
And then got sick.
And then they were going to pay off this Wyatt family thing. Oh, sure. Like yeah. Liv Morgan, Bo Dallas.
Right.
That's the rumor. Yeah.
Alexa Bliss, you know?
And I think, I really hope Bo, you know, comes back in some capacity.
Yeah.
I always like Bo Dallas.
Hopefully.
And
well,
if they
sign AEW
him,
now, right?
Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
As the chainsaw guy?
Well, wasn't he in part of the what's it called? The stadium
you saw
stampede?
You saw that tweet too?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, someone, it was Santana walking out, and they're like, it's Bo Dallas.
Oh, he looked God. Just like Bo Dallas.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, they showed tweets honoring both men throughout the night. I think it would have been cool to do like what they did with Eddie and Chris, where the wrestlers talk about them, like when you come back from commercial.
Right. Yeah.
Those testimonials
I really like that.
Are cool.
Like, cause especially with, like Owen Hart, you know, it was cool to see wrestlers like, break character, you know, like
yeah.
show that they're real people. Uh-huh. You know, like,
yeah, it's a real moment. Yep.
Like
yeah.
you think of like, even during the Eddie show, like Chris Benoit's interview where he's just like bawling,
oh, yeah.
you know,
yeah,
like it's tough to watch, but it's like, you know, you feel for them because like it humanizes them in a way.
Of course,
right.
you know,
yeah, for sure.
And apparently there was a lot of people angry that Roman wasn't there.
Well, all right. I mean,
you know, right. But
well, I mean, but what? Like, that's not the funeral.
I know.
It's just like, you know, fly right. to SmackDown to stand on the stage. And,
right, exactly.
And it's not about Roman either.
No, no.
I mean, I remember seeing fans tweet like, okay, here's what I want for SmackDown. I want Uncle Howdy to come out. It's like, hold on, bro. Like Bray Wyatt died the night before, or was it Wednesday or third? Like he died yeah. a night or two nights before. You think Bo Dallas is going to be at SmackDown, bro?
No.
Yeah, right.
He's going to be with his family.
Of course.
Yeah. yeah.
It's for just, sure. that's just, you know. Marks being Marks, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, you're thinking of the storyline
yeah.
over, like, the reality.
Real life.
The reality.
Right, exactly.
Like, yeah, it's unfortunate Bray didn't get to pay off, you know, the storyline that they were building to.
Right.
But it's yeah. sadder that he's gone.
It is.
And he was leaving behind, you know, his, you know, JoJo, who they were planning on getting married this year.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
His children and all that.
Because he has two with her.
Yeah, and two with his ex-wife.
Yes.
And, you know, let's not forget about Terry Funk. I mean, like,
right.
he was a great, like, an all-time great. I'd put him up there.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, he was just a great character. Obviously, he had days in almost every, you know, pro wrestling organization.
Yeah. Right.
He had, like, a Saturday Night's Main Event championship match against Hogan.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of those guys. And, again, like, his comeback with Mick Foley as Chainsaw Charlie was great.
That was
they did some
era,
lot
yeah.
of fun things where they wrestled each other. Yeah. Then they tagged up. They did great.
That's how he was introduced to me.
Yeah,
as Chainsaw sure. Charlie.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that that dumpster match. Was it the '98 Rumble against
yes.
the New Age Outlaws?
Yeah,
oh my
good.
God!
Like Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie versus the Outlaws.
And that was they went in the dumpster. It was thrown off the
and
stage.
They threw it off the stage.
Yeah, Jesus. Back when they had a stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
right.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's brutal.
Right.
20 feet
especially
in the air.
For a 60-year-old or whatever he was yeah. at the time.
Like I saw 55. Something. It was like Terry Funk was the only wrestler to wrestle like WCW, WWE, ECW, NWA, TNA, and I think New Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely wrestled in Japan.
Or the only guy.
Like the only guy.
Wow.
Like as many as he did, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and his brother, you know, his dad started a you know, a satellite wrestling company, and him and his brother were like the main guys, Dory Funk and
Dory Funk Jr.
Great family.
They had a wrestling school called Funk U.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's good.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously those guys will be missed. Moving on, we've got Rey Mysterio versus Grayson Waller. You know, at least Waller's got some moves. I'll say that about him.
And not for the title, right?
Of course not. You got to. Well, Waller is 0-4 at this point.
I know, but like, right. I just. The U.S. title is like a TV title.
Wait, I'm sorry. You
every
say
match
that like
should
it
be
means
for the
anything.
Title.
Well, you say that, but that's not the case. They don't treat it that way.
Yeah.
And
they don't do that.
And then again, Ray won. So what's the point of not putting the title up?
I fully agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
I Fully agree. For the record,
you know, we say this every time, but Ray sets up for the 619, but Austin Theory comes out to distract him. Waller almost wins with a roll up, but then Santos Escobar runs out to attack Theory, but Theory attacks Escobar's leg again. And then Ray hit Waller with the 619.
Pulica.
But then Theory grabbed Ray's leg, but Santos kicked him, and Ray hit the splash for the win. Grayson Waller is 0-5 on the main roster.
And as far as Grayson Waller effects, those are like 0-8. None of them have been good.
None of them. Yeah,
he's not very effective.
No.
Yes.
And like, by the way, it's been a month since we've seen Pretty Shitty. Or Shitty Deadly,
if you
would.
I think one of them's injured.
Oh, is that why they're not with Theory anymore?
Well, when you're a for sure tag team.
Well, last time we saw him, one was pushing the other in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but then he was faking and he ran away.
Then he ran away. Maybe.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Kip. Maybe our cries were heard.
Yeah.
Kip's Sandler.
Kip Sabian.
Kip Sabian.
Yeah, Kip Sabian.
Yep, that's it. Hit the button.
Kip Sandler, right?
No.
No.
What is it?
Adam Sandler.
No.
Rob Schneider.
Oh. Who is, what is it, though?
Kip Waller. No, that's not
it. No, Grayson Waller.
Does anyone know?
The other one is like Prince Deadly.
Prince? No? Prince Nana.
Yeah,
Prince
was that Nana. What it is?
Yes.
Finn
it's
Deadly.
A shame that no one here knows.
Prince Balor.
You know, I used to know, and then I haven't seen them in weeks, so I put it out of my head.
Who are you?
Correct, yeah.
Pretty who?
Is it Kit or Kip?
Kit.
It's Kit? Okay, thank you.
You fucking
someone had to do it, Eric. Damn it. Of course we know the names. We've done this bit too many times.
Kit Wilson.
It's Jungle Express.
Whatever, they're not here.
Yeah, they're not important.
That's even better.
Jungle Express.
So next up we have Zelina Vega versus Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. Vega handed a little kid her chancla. She walks out holding a flip-flop.
Sure.
And then she's like, here you go, four-year-old.
Sure.
And they're like, what?
Oh.
The dad's like, I'll hold that for you, son. Next
Daddy, where's the flip? I don't see it anymore.
But I feel it.
Next SmackDown we go to, Joe's going to be clean-shaven, wearing a sideways hat, and on his knees like, it's my birthday.
Vega, Vega, Vega.
Like, is that
here you go, little boy. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, you made a terrible mistake. Like, can you buy that on WWE Shop? Like, Zelina Vega's chonkless.
All jokes aside.
Yeah. Give me the flip-flop.
That is disgusting.
I'm not
into stinky
feet. Bret Hart.
Who's into stinky anything? Girls are like, I'll wear my underwear and then send it to you. I'm like, no, that's disgusting, you dirty bitch. Watch, I'd rather you clean it and send it to me. Then maybe I can imagine shit. It's disgusting.
He likes that Gain smell.
Oh.
He's being a little defensive.
It's better than...
being a little defensive.
Right.
It's like Eric when he got the Jeff Hardy sleeve.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? No, I'm totally not going to jerk off with this.
In this.
In this. I just don't get it because like Bret Hart and Natalya that copies Bret Hart, like they give sunglasses, like...
Sure.
Cena throws a t-shirt, but a flip... You can't wear one flip-flop.
No.
It's just a flip-flop. Does it say WWE merchandise on it?
Right.
Yeah, can you resell it? Did she sign it? You know?
Don't know.
There you go.
So anyways, Vega hit a Meteora off the second rope for a close pin. Then Io went for a body slam, but Vega countered with a DDT. Vega went for a Hurricane Rana, but Io countered with a powerbomb. And then Vega hit Code Red... But Io rolled out of the ring. It's funny because usually when she hits Code Red, she just pins them right away.
Right.
But this time she hit Code Red and was like, get off me.
Get out of the way.
That allowed Io to roll out of the ring. So Vega goes after her, but Io whipped her into the steel steps. And then Io hits the moonsault for the win. Obviously, Io was always going to retain here.
Sure.
Vega will probably get like a Liv Morgan moment at some point where she wins it and then she... keeps it for like a month.
Sure.
Maybe. And then that's it.
And then.
Right.
Oh, no. She's bad.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then, you know, she gets hit with the chancla and then it's over.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
I wish.
Yeah.
Next up, Cody Rhodes comes out to honor Terry Funk.
Yeah.
He tells a story of Terry Funk calling his father Dusty Rhodes an egg-sucking dog.
Sure.
And Corny Cody was like, oh, can we even say that on TV, Michael?
You just
can
said
we
it.
Even say an egg sucking dog?
You just said it.
And Michael's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then Cody tossed
Michael's
to
a, like, shut up, Cody.
And then Cody tossed to a video package of Terry Funk's career.
Yeah.
And we watched that.
He talks about how Bray and Terry Funk were real cowboys.
Right.
For some reason. And then.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then Cody's like, well, I'm happy to announce that this next matchup is a Terry Funk hardcore tag team match.
Bottom right.
All right.
Who are you?
We got the Brawling Brutes versus the Street Profits.
Yes.
First of all,
yes.
What was hardcore about this match?
Sure.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. One
they had one
table was broken
at the end. Right. The rest is them just not tagging. Oh, so you should have just called it an AEW tag match.
Right.
Sure.
This is an AEW tag match.
Right.
What? Where's the fucking barbed wire? Where's the fucking chairs?
These guys. If you're going to have a Terry Funk hardcore tag team match, someone needs to go in a dumpster and off of a cliff.
I mean, anything. Anything.
Yeah. No one pulls a chainsaw out even without the chain and just
put the pantyhose on.
Just as a tribute.
I know. Sure. It's so weird. The Street Profits are more baby-faced than ever.
Right.
I wanted to talk about this.
Very confused.
Than ever. They come out dancing.
Yeah.
And, of course, the crowd is dancing with them.
Right.
They do the under the ropes back. Yeah. Hey-oh!
Yeah.
He's even, like cheersing the crowd. And they're like waving and he's waving. What the fuck? If your heels come out without dancing,
I don't think
we go, boo. Wait, are we yeah, boo.
Why aren't you dancing?
And like go to give your cup to a kid and be like, no, no, you piece of trash.
You can't have what's in
don't this. Dance. Walk to the ring slow.
Sure.
Your heels now.
Right. I don't know that they are.
Even when Bobby honestly. Comes out,
Bobby comes out and he's high fiving fans.
Smiling and high fiving fans.
Bit.
Hit Bobby's button. Hit Bobby's. He's like this.
No, 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 no.
He's just fist bumping. No, 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 no. Fist bump, fist bump.
Right? Like when Sammy turns heel, like his dancing was great.
Yeah.
Because it was so over the top. Yes. It's like, what a douchebag.
Right.
You know?
Love it.
But in this instance, like, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Maybe they changed their mind. Oh, they're going to be baby faces.
They're going to be faces.
Ford and Dawkins hit the blockbuster neckbreaker. Yep. Then finally, after the fans were demanding it, they said it earlier in the match. We want tables.
We want fucking anything.
Right.
10 minutes later, Butch pulls out a table and lightly bumps into Lashley. And Lashley's such a bad actor. But he wasn't put in a good situation here because the script was like, okay, Butch is going to pull out a table and then he's just kind of bump into you. And then I want you to do like a Home Alone, like, oh, like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
And
it like, probably said Macaulay Culkin. He's like,
yeah. Like Lashley looks so shocked. How dare you graze me? So Butch got on the top rope, but Lashley pushed him off and then speared him on the floor.
Yep.
And then Ford and Dawkins gave Holland a reverse 3D.
Basically.
Yeah.
Through the table for the win.
It kind of looked like the move they did last week.
Yeah.
Just not
as good. It was
like
a spine buster neck breaker.
Yeah.
They were, just do the 3D.
Yeah.
They can't.
Fuck it. No one else is doing it.
Well, the 1D.
Oh, the 1D. Well, but they're not doing it anymore.
That's true.
And this is.
It's up for grabs.
It's up for grabs. So then Michael Cole said, I like this new attitude from the Street Profits.
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. They didn't change.
What new attitude?
Yeah.
Who's telling you in your ear to say that line? Because they didn't change.
No.
What's the new? Oh, you mean winning? The winning attitude?
Yeah, they won.
Because they have a small push so they actually can win matches now?
Sure. They've won all the tag belts.
But what did Bobby say last week or 2 weeks ago or a few weeks ago? He's like, we need some fresh meat. Well, don't call on these guys.
I know.
They've been here for years.
Yeah.
They've been losing for years.
Like, they showed up a few weeks ago and they started attacking the OC and whoever the OC was fighting. The Brawling Brutes, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
And then it was like, oh, new attitude. Now they're bad guys. And they, you know, and no, they're just back to happy-go-lucky. Maybe it's just for Bray.
And what did Michael say exactly?
He said, I like this new attitude.
He likes the heels, is what he's saying. The face announcer,
but they're not
likes the heels.
Right,
they're not heels.
But they're not.
Aren't they supposed to be?
Supposed to be. Maybe
not like this. I don't know.
Not like this.
not like this. Next up, we have a fake TMZ Sports video.
Did this? I want to know if this actually aired on TMZ.
No. Well, probably.
Probably.
They don't fucking care.
Yeah. They'll do anything.
The Miz, like, it's just the Miz getting out of his car. The cameraman's just, like, waiting. He gets out and he's like, hey, man, what's up? Hey, man, so what do you think about LA Knight? The guy, he's pretty cool, huh? And Miz is like, no, he's not cool. He's a fucking piece of shit, man. And
yeah.
He tells the fake paparazzi guy that he's going to beat up LA Knight and all this shit.
Then they cut to the, like, in-studio guy with, like, the seven cups taped together.
At least make it seem... At least make it, like, just try a little bit.
It's like an empty parking lot in the middle of nowhere.
A TMZ paparazzi guy is not going to ask The Miz about his fake wrestling feud.
No. He's like, hey, Miz, tell me about your wife's giant tits.
Yeah, right? Or it's like, hey, you're Miz from Miz TV?
Yeah. Right.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So then we have an in-ring promo from LA Knight.
Yeah.
The Fiend's first, I'm sorry, that's later. LA Knight comes out first and he says some nice words about Bray Wyatt. Mm-hmm. And then he rips on The Miz. He said, nobody ever cared about you. Even when you had a stunt double,
that's a great line.
Was the star.
That was an amazing line.
My God.
I can't believe they even referenced him.
Award nominee.
Yeah. Damian Mizdow.
Yeah.
And then Knight looks in the camera and repeats Bray's line. The next time you see me, run,
run.
So we have LA Knight versus Finn Balor, The Fiend's first opponent versus Bray's last opponent.
Yeah.
I was thinking back to like the videos we used to do, like the Wyatt family videos.
What?
We used to do like Wyatt family videos.
What do you mean?
Like us. Like we would like kind of do them ourselves.
How?
Like I had a little lantern and like a fedora.
Oh, we did do one. Where did we put that? Did we put that on social media?
Somewhere. We got to track it down. Because there was one where I was talking.
That's right.
And like both of you guys like turn your head at the same time. Like without even like talking about it beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hope we can find that.
This is a good match. Knight hit the people's elbow.
Yeah, bo.
And then he won with the BFT. After the match, the lights went out, just like they used to when The Fiend was showing up. And then a lantern appears in the ring as the fans chant, thank you, Bray, to end the show.
Yeah.
It's funny, when they started playing the sound effects, like, and turning everything off.
Right, right.
Then I remembered of when Josh returned to the podcast as The Fiend. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yep.
So, you know, at least they did something at the beginning and at the end. It was cool.
Yeah.
Definitely a cool moment. Yep. On to Raw. We open with Sami Zayn versus Damian Priest. Sami set up for the Helluva kick, but JD McDonagh grabbed Sami's leg. And then Priest won with South of Heaven. After the match, JD got in the ring and raised Priest's arm, but Priest shoved him down and left. Once again, I don't understand why Damian Priest doesn't love this guy. He dresses like him. He's all in black.
Right.
He helps you win matches.
Yeah.
And he's a heel. He cheats and everything. Like, why would you not like him?
Yeah, come on. What are you doing?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Nope.
Then when JD turned around, Sammy and Kevin Owens were waiting for him, and they gave him a stunner and a Helluva kick. And then later in the show, Sammy and Kevin announced a Pittsburgh Steel City street fight for payback.
Bottom right.
Against Balor and Priest.
Who are you?
Pittsburgh Steel City street fight.
Do you use real steel?
Oh, you have to.
Steel City.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Steel City.
I guess they'll have some steel to use.
Steel maybe kendo sticks.
Steel kendo sticks. Steel reinforced bamboo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from L.A. Knight.
Feet.
It's more like L.A. It is more like L.A. Feet because it's The Miz cosplaying as L.A. Knight.
Not bad.
No.
His little impression of the ring.
Yeah, but.
Not bad.
You know, he kind of stole our joke with the whole like, yeah, what? Yeah, what?
Points out that is just a ripoff of what?
Yeah.
And then he says L.A. Knight is just a catchphrase and he's going to beat him at payback. Of course he's not. No. Next up, we have the New Day versus the Viking Raiders with Matt Riddle and Drew McIntyre ringside. Matt Riddle also wants to have matching gear with Drew, but he's not interested. They had a little backstage segment where Drew's looking at a photo, and then Tozawa's next to him, and Tozawa's like, "You look great," and then runs away.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like,
here you go, Tozawa. Here's $5.
Here's $5. Thanks for playing.
You are bye.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's just Drew McIntyre in tights that say "bro," so he just wants him to wear. Here's my. Can you wear my tights, bro?
Didn't he come up with a name at some point or no?
Wasn't it McRiddle? Wasn't that?
Yeah, that's right.
McRiddle.
Because that's actually a thing, like a McGriddle.
So in the match, Ivar picked up Kofi and ran into Drew and Riddle. So Drew got up and started throwing chairs, but one of them knocked out Xavier Woods. And then the Raiders beat Kofi with Ragnarok. And backstage, Drew told Kofi that the chair was an accident. And Kofi's like, "Yeah, no problem, man. I'm a bitch, so I'll accept your apology."
Yeah.
And then, you know, Drew and Riddle vow to get the Raiders next week.
Right. I was like, "Oh my God, is this the start of it? Is a Scottish psychopath coming back?"
I wish, but
so sorry about that.
Oh yeah, totally.
I'm not getting my hopes up.
Fuck. Yeah.
I'm not falling for that, Eric. I'm not falling for that bullshit.
Bullshit.
Next up, we have Ludwig Kaiser versus Chad Gable. Gunther cut a promo on top of the announce table before the match. I like that he does it there. It's different from everyone else.
Right.
He says, "Last week, Chad Gable became the first man to beat the Ring General in over 500 days in a countout."
Yeah.
I love that I love that Gunther calls himself the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion.
Right.
Reminds me of Macho Man.
I am the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. I will remain the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. George the Animal Steel on the outside.
So Gable comes out and he tells Gunther, you know, he's going to take the IC title next week. As for the match, Gable hits Chaos Theory, but then Giovanni Vinci attacks Gable for the DQ. And then after the match, Kaiser and Vinci throw Otis into the ring post. Gunther tries to powerbomb Gable, but Gable counters with an ankle lock. But then Kaiser and Vinci beat him up, and then Gunther...
After, like, 10 seconds, they're like, And then they beat him up.
And then Gunther finally hits the powerbomb.
Yeah.
So, title match next week.
Aren't they, like, kind of, like, setting up, like, a big Gable win? Did he break the record yet?
No.
When is it?
They're like, if...
Like, he, after this.
Yeah, after next week. Like, he won't wrestle again.
I get it. They probably just want
after he breaks it.
To, you know, make us believe it. But
yeah, Joe, there's a button I can push.
But it's never going to happen. It's Gunther.
Right.
You know,
I would be so fucking pissed if they've been talking about it. And then like 2 days before.
Oops. I'd be okay with it.
He's close.
Now. Because then that would be something shocking and different. Okay. Gable winning the title right before he breaks the record.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Why the fuck not?
Save that for Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they do the 7-year reign just so he could be, like, within 3 days of beating Bruno's record.
Oh, my God.
And then he fucking loses.
So fucking great. He pisses off Vince, like, just in some random, like, he bumps him in the bathroom. Vince's like, "What?" He's like, "Take the title tonight. You made me piss my pants again."
Like, the best argument for Vince wanting to break that record is just because him and Bruno hated each other.
Right.
You know, he's like, "I want to erase him from the record books, the WWE record books."
But he wouldn't erase
him. But it doesn't.
Him.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He would still be in second place.
He'd be in second place.
Yeah, but
and
okay,
it's not
fine,
like Roman's going to hold it for another 8 years on top of that.
I know, but Pedro Morales has the second longest reign, and no one ever brings him up.
Never. Well. You're right.
Next up, we have a Bob Barker video. They called him the best guest host ever. And we had a little, you know, video package of him. He beat up Chavo Guerrero.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good video.
Yeah, well, the price was wrong, bitch.
Make sure you spay and neuter your pets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have an in-ring promo from Seth Rollins. And the Architect starts it with, "Yowie wowie. Welcome to Monday Night Rollins."
Yeah.
Did you also notice his side plates?
I did.
Mm-mm. His side plates were the Fiend.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I did like how different, like, bands said different things. Like, there was the Fiend Bray Wyatt. There was one that said Bray. There's one that said Wyndham.
Yeah.
You know.
Then there was a BWTF. for Bray Wyatt and Terry Funk together.
Yeah.
Seth tells Nakamura to Shinsuke his way on out of here. Then we get another Nakamura video of him training, and he says, I will break Seth Rollins, and his wife will have to help him out of bed every day.
See, I actually liked this.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Like, it was cool. Like, show that Nakamura's can actually be a badass, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, in wrestling lore, Shinsuke was the one who beat Brock in New Japan.
Right.
For the title.
Yeah.
Look, you know? Shinsuke could have been great. They just they fumbled him
right
once he came to the main roster.
Yeah.
He was great because wasn't he a bad guy in NXT?
No.
He was always a good guy?
Always a good guy.
Always?
Always.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Let's give him one of the best entrances of all time.
Yeah. Have him win the Rumble.
And then he'll lose.
And then he's going to become obsessed with AJ Styles' nuts.
That's right.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Do his nuts have a soccer mom haircut?
I want to see it. I want to see his pubes. So Rollins asks, what happened to the Nakamura who headlined the Tokyo Dome? What happened to the Nakamura who lit the world on fire when he showed up to NXT? Seth vows to win at Payback, but Nakamura attacks him from behind. And I liked how Nakamura like held Seth, like almost like a baby,
right,
as he was like trash talking him.
Wee little baby.
Yeah. Next up, we have Tommaso Ciampa versus Bronson Reed. Ciampa's still, for like, what, 3 or 4 weeks now, he's still on social media putting up where in the world there's Johnny Gargano posters.
He's also doing amazing promos.
I'm sure it's going to lead to nothing because it's only on his social media.
His last promo, I guess, I don't think we mentioned it last week, but apparently he was like, you know what, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, I played the promo.
You did?
Yeah. He said it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was like. It was another amazing promo that's just, you know, pretty much leading to nothing.
Right.
But it's got to lead to something, right?
Okay, sure.
Hit the fucking button.
Yeah, you're damn right.
You fucking mother!
It has to. Yeah. It has to lead to something.
Sure, ask Matt Cardona about that. About, you know, trying to get yourself over.
Yeah, but Matt Cardona didn't
Hold on. I have my phone on silent. I have a call. Hello? Oh, yeah. Here, Joe. It's Elias. It's for you. I have another call. Hello? Oh, hey, Joe. It's Rusev. He wants to talk to you.
Yeah, let me
talk.
Let me talk.
Real quick.
Oh, it's some guy. It's Ezekiel? Who is that?
It's just some asshole.
Matt Cardona didn't have half the talent either one of these guys has. And, you know, if Triple H is around, he's got to put these two together.
Let's hope so. But yeah, Ciampa, at least Ciampa got the win. He beat Reed with a crucifix pin that Reed botched. Reed fucked it up. He went too far. He fell back and then he rolled over and they had to go back down and then just lay on his back as Ciampa, like, it was so bad.
Yeah.
Reed.
It was so bad. Terrible. Like, you can't just give him, Ciampa, a legit win over this fucking guy.
Right.
Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? He's garbage.
He's nobody.
He's terrible.
And he's lost plenty on the main roster.
Right.
It's like he's undefeated and you're protecting him or anything.
He's got those giant horse nostrils.
Oof.
Maybe, like, if Seth's going to, you know, stay the champion. Because we have, like, after this, there's no mercy at the end of September.
Ew.
Unless they, like, cancel that. Yeah.
I thought Fastlane.
Fastlane's October.
Ugh.
So, like, there's a couple more, like,
sounds horrible.
There's a couple of more bullshit pay-per-views that Roman Reigns is not going to be on.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe Ciampa turns heel after he beats Nakamura, and then Ciampa gets a shot and then obviously loses.
Maybe.
That could happen.
Maybe.
There's no way they push him that fast.
Well, Nakamura beat Reed, and then all of a sudden he's fighting for the title.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's got you there.
Like, that came out of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
Ciampa even said that.
He did. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Rhea Ripley. We got Tiffany Stratton, the NXT Women's Champion, in the crowd for 5 seconds.
Yeah, that was out of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
He's like, Tiffany's looking for new competition.
Why here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at this hot piece of ass.
Exactly.
Basically.
So Ripley says Raquel Rodriguez is big and tough, but she's not Rhea Bloody Ripley. So, you know, the music hits. Got a candlecorn. And then Raquel Rodriguez runs out and she beats up Rhea until she leaves the ring. I figured it out. She at the beginning, it's got a candlecorn.
Got a kettle corn?
Got a can of corn.
Got a can of corn.
Yeah, when the music hits.
Can corn.
Can of corn.
Why didn't Dom help her? Getting her ass kicked.
Well, Dominic was like hiding behind, and then Raquel turned around, and then Dominic was pleading for mercy.
Because he can't hit a lady.
Yeah.
Ooh, one can hit him.
It's a lady.
But a little boy can, right?
Right.
Like a little boy.
A little dirty Dom can.
So Ripley gets
Nicholas.
Ripley gets back in the ring and tries to hit the Riptide, but Raquel counters with a hip toss and a clothesline, and Rhea retreats. Mm. Payback!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
Finally, for the main event, we have Becky Lynch versus Zoe Starks. Falls count anywhere. Becky hit a crossbody off the second rope onto Zoe and Trish on the floor. Then Trish threw a chair in the ring. Mm. But it hit Zoe in the face.
In the fucking face.
And Zoe no-sells.
No-sells it. She goes, all right, you fucked up. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Yeah.
What?
So, like, I don't think this was a planned mistake.
No.
I think it was just Trish fucked up and Zoe forgot to sell. Like, you got a chair to the face. You're supposed to sell that. You're supposed to fall down. You know?
I don't know. Because then she hit her back later.
But she didn't even block it, Joe. If I threw a chair at your face.
She kind of had a hand up a little bit.
Not really. Like, she did not see it coming. She didn't see it coming at all.
She would have been hit in the face with an
act. What the fuck?
Like, right in the face with the chair. She would have went down. She's a human being. Unless she's all just.
Flimsy chair, dude.
Fucking, you know, mask up there.
She didn't see it coming. She just got hit by it and was like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah. Trish was just like, I'm so stupid.
I've seen pornos.
I'm hot. I can't be smart. I'm hot.
So Becky beat Trish with a kendo stick until she crawled to the back. Becky gave Zoe a superplex onto a bunch of chairs. Then Trish came back out and gave Becky a bulldog through a table. Mm. Later, Zoe accidentally punched Trish, which sent her through a table. And then her and Becky like turned and looked at each other. It was kind of a funny moment.
Yeah,
and
that was funny.
And then Becky gave Zoe a manhandle slam through a table for the win. After the match, Becky's Bray Wyatt armband was like
halfway off.
Off, and then she had to get it back, and then she cried as she held up the armband to end the show.
Yeah.
So touching moment.
After the show went off the air, she like cut a promo.
Oh yeah, that's right. I saw that too.
Yeah.
She did.
Where she talked about how it was Extreme Rules and she was supposed to have a tables match.
Yeah.
And she had no idea how the fuck to set up a table. And Wyndham showed her.
You know what? That was
yeah, he did.
I'm pretty sure that was 2016.
Like, yeah, she had just won the SmackDown women.
Becky versus Alexa Bliss, I want to say.
I think so.
Or like, that's where Alexa won.
Won, yeah. Because she even said, like, she didn't win the match.
Because I remember when we were talking about that match, we were like, who we got? Alexa. And we were like, well, yeah, because Alexa can't go through a table.
Right.
Like, she's too small to go through a table.
She just, ow.
Yeah. So that's the end of Raw. Time for awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Bronson Reese.
Yeah, ooh. Same.
All right, I'll sweep it.
Do it.
Yeah. Best dressed?
I had Becky.
Becky looked great. Her ass, I feel like every match she just gives you a little more ass. And it's nice. I had Vega until Rhea came out and like the way the light was hitting her and holding her title up on the stage, I was like,
yeah.
I went Rhea.
Rhea.
Come in me.
Yeah.
Wait.
No. Come in me.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's
fine. I had Maxine. She looked good in pink.
Sure.
You know her pink. Worst acting?
I had The Miz.
I thought it was really funny. I had the Street Profits dancing like fools.
Yeah. I'll go Bobby Lashley. Yeah.
All right.
You bumped into me, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Best acting?
Bray Wyatt.
Who?
Bray Wyatt. Legacy Award.
Okay.
All right.
What'd you have?
Sweep it. I had Nakamura.
All right. I mean, they showed videos of Bray talk and everything. I thought it was great.
That's fine. Yeah.
Legacy Award. Worst comment?
Yeah.
Again, I think he was
Eric really hates The Miz.
I really
hate because he's feuding with his new favorite
wrestler. Wade Barrett was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. When like he first thought LA Knight was coming out,
Raquel said in like a video package She was like, I'm not going to... She was like, Rhea's using her size and strength as an advantage. I was like, well, yeah.
Well, no shit.
Duh. Right. Fucking LeBron James using his size and strength as an...
What?
Shaquille O'Neal
yeah.
using his size and strength.
What?
Makes no sense.
No.
Best comment?
A wise man once told me, if you see me coming... Run.
Yeah, I mean, that's second. I had, even when you had a stunt double, he was the star.
Yeah.
Yowie wowie.
Yowie wowie.
That was mine. Worst match?
I had Sammy versus Priest.
Okay.
Just because we've seen it.
Yeah, I didn't like that
40
either.
Times.
I had the Terry Funk match because it wasn't a Terry Funk match. Yeah. What the funk?
That's a good. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to switch over to that.
Yep, okay. Sweep it.
Super slow-mo?
Rey Mysterio versus Waller?
No. I had Viking Day.
Viking Day. I'll go okay. Viking Day. Best match?
I had Knight versus Balor.
I had Becky Zoe. All the tables, and it was fun.
It was fun.
Dude, the ending was insane.
It's true.
Trish threw a table. Becky, you know, rock bottoms are through a table.
That's yeah. true.
I yeah. thought it was great.
I'll go Becky and Zoe.
Yeah. Nah.
Worst move?
Crucifix pin?
Yeah, Reed botching the finish. You fucking idiot.
Fucking Reed. I had the no-sell chair shot to someone's face. Yeah. Trish, what are you doing?
Best move?
Whoever put the lantern in the ring at the end of SmackDown.
I had McIntyre throwing a fucking giant chair like halfway across the ring or across the entire ring.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, it's like gives off Strowman vibes.
Yeah. Oh, that was so good when he threw it at Roman's face.
For real.
I did manhandle slam through a table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Worst moment?
Miz impersonating Knight.
I was great.
I didn't
Eric,
like it.
Eric.
You fucking mark!
I'm the mark.
They want
like
you to
it.
Hate the Miz, and you're hating the Miz already.
Well, I'm hating it because it was just a bad segment.
Okay.
I had something that I don't know if a lot of people realize. When Kofi walked out of the trainer's room, they showed inside. It was a fucking closet with a coat rack. Like they usually angle it better, and they did not do a good job. Literally,
really?
He walked out of a dark closet.
That's awesome.
And I was like, no, that's the worst moment.
That's fucking hilarious.
Wow, wow, wow.
I had the TMZ segment with The Miz.
Yeah, it was awful and forced.
Yeah.
And then best moments?
I mean,
Bray Wyatt, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole Bray Wyatt tribute.
Yeah,
it's great.
For sure. Yeah. All right, on to breaking news. So WWE announced that John Cena will appear on this week's episode of SmackDown.
Why?
But that's not all.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you hear this?
I did.
Did you see this?
Did you see this? Starting September 15th,
yeah,
Cena will appear on SmackDown for 7 consecutive weeks.
So
the only good thing about this strike is that Cena's back for 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, two things.
Yeah.
You don't think it has anything to do with ratings, like showing, like, say, fuck you, Fox. Here's some ratings as we're walking out the door.
No, because I think Cena has a very busy acting schedule.
Yeah.
You know, he's got peace. He's in so many fucking things now. He's, you know what I mean?
And this wrestling, no one cares about wrestling.
The last few years, right?
Yeah.
Like, the last few years, Cena's barely been able to show up just because of his schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got so much going on.
And then, two, does he win a title? Tag, US, I don't know, something.
Maybe.
Throw him some gold. He's got to get in a feud.
I would say with Austin Theory, it would have been nice for him to come back and take it from Theory.
Sure.
He might.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or is that on Raw? Yeah. Not SmackDown, right?
That's SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah.
Could. Yeah, it could be fun. WWE revealed these NFL championship belts.
Interesting, yeah.
Eric sent it to us, and there was a Jaguars belt, but it's no longer available.
Was.
Are you serious?
A Jaguars belt, yeah.
How fucking dumb.
Well, you know what happened? Tony Khan bought it.
All of them.
Wait, they just
you know, Tony Khan probably bought it.
That's awesome.
He probably bought all of them.
He's like, oh my God!
You're Tony Khan. Hold on.
Dad!
You're Tony Khan. You're a billionaire. You're the biggest fucking mark of all time. And you own the Jaguars?
Yeah.
You're going to buy those belts.
Yes.
Right. These players are going to be wearing those fucking belts.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially
like,
because
the way,
they were like 30% off.
By the way, these look fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They really do. Like, yeah. The Cowboys one, I think, looks the best because it's white. It looks like the IC title.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
the
yeah, classic that, IC that's title. It right there, yeah.
But, like, the Jets one looks awesome. Like, if the Jets win the Super Bowl, I'm probably going to have to buy this fucking
I'll
thing.
I'll have to buy it. We'll have two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to hang it on my Jets wall.
So find a way.
Be so
it's probably
awesome.
20 pounds, these things.
Yeah. Andrew finds a way.
Like the Jets are really cool.
If the Jets are like 11-2, like we need to start putting money away. Like save I have up. A Jets fund. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we just need to start. Dude, we're gonna buy everything. Real. I'm already starting to buy a lot of shit.
I bet you that 30% off, like you, it did not include those belts.
No, I'm brand new. It said site wide.
I know, but when it's something brand new, there's always an asterisk, yeah. And it says like, no, it doesn't include that.
Andrew, it was $550.
Yeah,
30% off. They're still getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh, plenty of money.
Well, for sure. It's what? So 400?
400 bucks.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Hey, Jets win a Super Bowl, and then WWE, you could take all of my money.
Yeah.
Well, just at least that one thing. Yeah. For sure.
You got anything else for news?
Yeah. I have a couple things. Yeah. So in NWA.
I knew you were going to bring this up.
Oh, of course. I knew it. NWA, they had their 75th anniversary pay-per-view.
Ooh.
And EC3 beat Tyrus to become the new champion.
Well,
and Tyrus is now officially retired from pro wrestling.
So Fox News full-time now?
I guess so.
You know, it's funny. I actually decided to watch this when it was like, I was like, I'll buy the pay-per-view. And then I clicked purchase. But then they sent me $10.
Right.
Wow.
They said, thank you for watching this. Here's 10 bucks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Also, I thought this was kind of cool. So Shotzi, Karrion Kross, some WWE crew members.
Scarlett, yeah.
They all got Bray Wyatt tattoos. They got like the little moth.
Wow.
Okay, thing. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Scarlett got one.
That was another person. It was Cross was rumored that was going to be a part of it. Cross yeah. and Scarlett were going to be a part
right.
of it.
Right. Yeah.
That's amazing.
He got his on his arm. Shotzi got hers on her leg. And then, yeah, like I saw some of the tags and some of these are like, I think one of these guys is like the Bell guy or something. Yeah.
Yeah. This cool. guy, I heard this guy got it on his cock. And to stay hard, like he just stared at Scarlett's titties.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
You know, they did right. it. So, yeah. yeah. Uh-huh. It's nice.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anything else?
Oh, look, it's Johnny Gargano.
Shut up. Oh, look, it's Swerve Scott.
Where yeah. in the world is
Johnny Gargano?
And nobody just knows. Like, yeah. Florida.
Also, former WWE announcer Greg Hamilton.
And your cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, my cousin.
Cousin Hamilton.
Wants to return to WWE. He posted and then deleted the following. I can't keep it together. Not Wyndham. Bray was once in a lifetime. WWE, Triple H, Titus O'Neil. I want to come home. I made so many mistakes. I didn't ask for help. I should have. Oh. I've rectified them. I will take the smallest job in the company. Let me come home. He didn't get, like,
jeez.
He got fired for something.
I thought he quit because, like, a family member was sick or something.
I don't know.
No, I think it was something weird.
Yeah?
I think it was something
Why is weird. He asking Titus O'Neil?
Because he runs the company now. You didn't hear that?
Rumors!
This is WWE.
Yeah. And this kicks off this board meeting.
Yeah.
Right. He was released after 6 years of employment.
Unnoteworthy circumstances.
Yeah. I don't think we ever heard the whole thing.
Oh. Questionable actions.
Oh.
Whatever.
Wait, he had a beef with rapper Westside Gunn.
Okay.
Despite threatening Gunn. I don't even know what the fuck
Let's
is
Let's just move
happening.
On. Yeah, fuck this.
It was some legal dispute. Whatever.
Wow.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right, rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So PW Torch reported that Edge came to WWE with what it would take to retain his services. And the report was that WWE turned him down. And there are rumors about him showing up at All In, which didn't happen. There were rumors that he's still going to AEW at some point. But Edge put the rumors to bed on social media saying, none of this is true. He said, I'm just trying to decide what to do next. I don't know if you know, his night on SmackDown, he's like, I don't know if it could be topped. Yeah. And he's like, I know everyone says you need to retire at WrestleMania, but, you know, that night in Canada was really special for me, so I just don't know what to do at this point. I love WWE. There were no contract disputes or anything like that.
Right.
So that might have been it.
Maybe. Hmm. You know, he could also be working, too, just so that people don't think that they have a bad relationship or... I mean, negotiating, you know, there's nothing wrong with negotiating and stuff like that. So.
Public negotiating?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right.
We'll see what happens. Also, PW Insider reports that Brian Pillman Jr. has officially started his career with WWE. There were reports of him training at the Performance Center the last couple months, and the plan is for him to continue training there until he's ready to appear on NXT. But my question is, will they change his name?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
They have to.
Yeah.
Now, make it up. Go.
God.
What's it going to be?
Simon Pillman Jr.
No. Has to be a new last name, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Simon Pills?
Simon Rexman.
Simon Rexman.
Right.
Also, PW Insider claims there's a sense of gloom and doom among some WWE employees because they're expecting layoffs once Endeavor takes over in September.
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense.
I would not be surprised.
Right.
I mean, name three people you could see immediately going.
Oh, my God. Like, Hit Row again.
Yeah. 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 Right.
Again.
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 Yeah.
There you go. There's three people.
Like, we got paid again. We're happy. Right. We're great.
Tozawa, Dana Brooke.
No.
How are they? They're never.
No.
Like, they're lifers.
You can't get fired when you're not getting paid.
Eric, they need some jobbers.
Yeah.
They need jobbers. Which is, I guess, why Hit Row probably would
It's say. Like, Tozawa accepted but the I think 25K this is more, contract
again. It said WWE employee, so I'm guessing it's more like, you know.
Like corporate, office
workers. Yeah.
Corporate.
Right.
Yeah. Any other rumors?
I actually didn't have rumors.
Then it's trivia time.
It's rumor time.
Trivia time versus Bray Wyatt trivia.
Trivia time versus Bray Wyatt trivia.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first question. Which of these titles that I call out has Bray Wyatt never won? WWE Championship, Universal Championship, U.S. Championship, Tag Team Raw, Tag Team SmackDown.
Okay, so he hasn't had the U.S. title.
That's correct.
That's the only one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Good job.
I thought there was something more to it because I was
That's
like,
what's the U.S. title?
He had the one. What was the... He had the Raw tag title?
Mm-hmm. With Orton and Luke
that
Harper.
Was SmackDown.
SmackDown was with Orton. Raw was with Matt Hardy.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So yeah. He had both. Nice. Yeah.
Eric, half point. Okay. What generation superstar is Bray Wyatt?
Third.
Third is correct. For bonus point, name his grandfather.
Blackjack Mulligan.
Damn it. All right. Last question. I only did three. Wyndham was named after Mike Rotunda's partner, Barry Wyndham. They won the tag team titles. What was their name? His uncle and his daddy. Or his daddy.
Oh, that wasn't WWE, right?
Yeah.
It was?
Uh-huh. It was my favorite tag team.
So before he was turned into IRS...
Yeah, before he was IRS, it was Mike Rotunda and Barry Wyndham. Boom.
Fuck. It was Mike Rotunda and Barry Wyndham.
Yep. They were my favorite tag team. It was like my first time watching wrestling. I loved them. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It was like America-based tag team.
I don't know.
Back when everything was either the Russians or the Americans.
Freedom Fighters.
Hey, you took a shot. Eric, anything?
Freedom isn't free.
If you get this, you win. If you don't, I'll have to give Andrew the bonus point win. There will be a winner today.
It must be a winner.
It says America-based.
Yeah.
Well, if you like, don't know it, America's, you don't know it.
A form of America is in their title, yeah.
White nationalists.
Jesus! That is correct!
I knew it!
U.S. Express.
U.S. Express? What the fuck? So it was IRS and his dad?
Yeah.
Who was Barry Wyndham?
Barry Wyndham was IRS's partner. It was like his best friend and partner. Okay. Mike Rotunda's Bray's dad.
Yeah.
So, that's why he's named Wyndham after his partner for a long time, Barry Wyndham.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Nice. All right, fan questions.
Bryce has a brother named like Dollar. Partner, right. Million-dollar man, you know?
Sure, sure, sure.
Fan questions. This is from Who Are You?
Name that tag team.
Oh, Money, Inc.
Good.
He says, I thought the Bray Wyatt tribute on SmackDown / Raw were underwhelming for an active wrestler passing when comparing it to Benoit Guerrero. I mean, we talked about a little bit. You know, they did an open and close on SmackDown. It was good. You know, I don't think they want to talk about it for the whole 2 hours. I just don't think Vince wants the sadness. Like, when Benoit died, it was 3 hours of just, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it did a good job.
It was
people mentioned.
Was Raw 3 hours back then?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, they would have super shows. I don't know. But, like, I just remember, like, it was just 3 hours of just Chris Benoit matches. Like, they canceled the show.
Yeah.
And that's the only episode of Raw that you can't watch on Peacock.
Correct.
Or the WWE Network.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can't watch
the
it.
The only one.
We're going to honor Chris Benoit for 3 hours.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Yeah.
And that's when he, like,
Stone Cold shoots
he
Brian
died
Pillman.
The episode before, right?
No, he.
Vince died.
Vince died, yeah.
Yeah. Kayfabe died.
Yeah, the storyline had me dying in the last episode. But
right. So, like, if you're watching Raw in order, Vince McMahon blows up, and then the next week, everything's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. Crazy.
That's why they don't allow that episode.
Yeah.
I wonder what the payoff is going to be for that. It's probably going to be Hornswoggle again. But
probably.
Hornswoggle.
Again.
Paul London.
He reincarnated as Hornswoggle.
He's always Hornswoggle.
I'm Vince McMahon.
Like, Hornswoggle did it, yeah.
Austin. Vince actually came back as a puppet. He reincarnated as a Muppet.
Dude, they even had that in the Bray Wyatt video package.
Yeah.
This is such good. They even had this in the video
package. This is such good shit. Yeah.
That was great.
Yep.
Austin McLaggen, I feel like Bray Wyatt is going to go down as this generation's Eddie Guerrero. In a few years, up-and-coming wrestlers will say they've had a, he's, you know, that he's had a massive inspiration on them.
Right.
Yeah. Double A Arn Anderson, LA Miz was good, but the rest of the show was a steaming pile of dog shit. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry rematch city, Becky versus Trish, Seth versus Shinsuke, KO and Sammy versus Judgment Day. I mean, push Seth and Nakamura.
Yeah.
I mean, Barry, at least we haven't seen that in a while.
Barry, KO and Sammy and Judgment Day and fire Trish.
I would fire KO Sammy versus Judgment Day. Like, God damn, we've seen that so much.
That'll be a better match, though, than Trish in a cage.
Well, because they're in a cage, too. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a street fight.
Street fight. We're going to be doing this podcast in 7 years, and that's still going to be the main
event. When KO was like mentioning, we're going to mention Steel City, I was like, Steel Cage? And he was like, Steel match.
We've
steel
already got a match. Steel cage.
We're doing a steel match.
Steel match cages of steels. Street strike steel.
Kimbo, is it always sadder when a wrestler dies young from general health as opposed to being up to their eyeballs and drugs?
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're both sad, but it's just like, yeah, I mean, this guy didn't really do anything wrong, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Miguel, do you guys have any topics for next season of Dark Side of the Ring? I nominate the Wyatt family.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but what?
It was just like he got sick and died. It wasn't
CM Punk versus the Elite backstage.
I mean, yeah. Josh and I have joked they could just have a whole season of AEW.
Sure.
A whole season of Dark Side. And it's just like 10 different AEW moments.
Yeah.
Right.
The last episode, the rise and fall of AEW.
Yeah. Like what happened with Cody? Why did he actually leave?
Sure.
Yeah.
Frank Dingling, who wins in a tag match, Andrew and Josh versus Joe and Eric?
Joe and Eric.
Also, clearly. Who wins in a fatal four-way? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if Eric. I could rely on Josh. That'd be tough.
Yeah, Eric wins in a fatal four-way.
Probably. Me
but
and
Josh will probably botch the crucifix pin, and then I'll be like, he didn't really pin him. I'll have that as an excuse.
Totally.
Donald Alexander, which will Charlotte Flair have the most of? Title reigns, facelifts, or divorces?
Facelifts. Did face you say lifts. Face lips?
Yes.
Yes.
Face lips.
Yeah.
Face lips.
I'll say face lips.
All right.
Omar, no bloodline story. Make Omar do something. Something. Omar? I think Omar? He meant Omas. He wrote his own name.
Oh.
Omar said, make Omar do something.
Omar do something.
Yeah, do something, Omar.
And no, let's not make Omas do something. Fill up Oliver Holes.
Yeah.
Do you think Bo Dallas should come back, lose the happy-go-lucky gimmick, take the name Wyatt, and only use a new mask like they used to do with the Demon Balor? He can sound exactly like Bray. Not sure he'll be up for it. I don't think he needs to beat Bray.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
He could just continue the Uncle Howdy thing and take off the mask and then just be a dark version, you know, of himself.
Again, like we said last week, he'd be instantly over.
Yeah.
Instantly right. over as Uncle Howdy.
He was going to be like second in command or even possibly the leader of this Wyatt family.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could still do it in honor of Bray.
Yeah.
That's what we all thought was going to happen with the Dark Order. Remember, we thought Bray was going to come there and take the Dark Order over.
Yeah, been so cool.
Uncle Saudi, trivia for Eric and Drew. What year did Roman unify the titles?
2022.
Oh.
2022.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
That's right. Yeah, if you hit it twice, we discovered it's 2022.
I listened to the AEW podcast.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
You fucking mark!
Now, you walked right into that one.
Wow.
Mick Lockyer pushed for... It was a good one, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were doing the whole...
Yeah, it was great. It was so good. You got me.
When we were going through the whole Young Bucks shit.
Oh, no. So that was great. I loved it. God, it like, so I'm good. Surprised you didn't do the 2022 button.
Dude, we were crying, yeah.
Mick Lockyer, Push Fire Barry, MJF versus The Rock, Gunther versus Stone Cold, Adam Cole versus Shawn Michaels.
Ooh. Adam Cole, Shawn Michaels, I think would be the greatest
match
ever. Yeah,
push that, Barry, MJF, The Rock, fire Gunther, Stone Cold.
Done.
Yeah.
Yep.
In terms of like, if we're talking about like an in-ring promo battle, I'd MJF, Rock, push that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rizzler, let me get this straight. KO and Sammy say how fed up they are with Judgment Day always interfering, resulting in shitty wins. So what do? Have a Steel City street fight. Sure, that's no rules that allows for interference to be legal. How about a no outside Judgment Day members interfering match then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a
good
match.
That just doesn't sound as good, though.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Right.
Zaheen Rahman, you guys get the feeling creative is just rehashing the Bloodline plot with the Judgment Day. JD McDonough being Sammy, having to work for their approval and eventually turning face.
Wow.
Yeah. Then the problem is JD McDonough is not as talented as Sami Zayn. Right.
Clearly not as talented.
I mean, at this point, Sami Zayn should be Sami Zayn.
Right.
Trying to get into Judgment Day.
Yeah. Right. Just fucking run it back, bro.
But that's what wrestling is once you have a formula that works, you repeat it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Joe Guerrero, can we get any more of this shit-talking JR? That was hilarious on the All-In recap. I'm Jim fucking Ross, bitch. Well, that'll be for AEW, yeah. It's mostly an AEW thing. Roll Up Cornosaur, I know this isn't the AEW podcast, but did you see the advertised match for Dynamite? Orange versus Penta, winner faces Moxley for the international title at All Out. So the champion has to win in order to go to the pay-per-view. What in the 1999 WCW is this bullshit?
Right. What the fuck is that?
They just did that too with Sheeta. It makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
You have to compete to see if you defend your title at the pay-per-view against some guy who doesn't have to earn his way into the match at all.
Weird. And now Orange Cassidy's gonna...
It's not spaghetti. It's like shish kebab skewers.
Yeah, skewers. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But here's the important thing.
So if I ever cook for AEW, that's what we're having.
Here's the important thing. It still looked just as stupid.
Yes, it does. It does not look cool.
Again, like...
I'm sorry. It looks dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
It just looks dumb. Like,
of course.
The fuck... You look like a...
I mean, Moxley talks about how he didn't like doing comedy bullshit WWE, and then you do that.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break.
Right.
That is way dumber than what's that smell.
Yeah. What if you said that Moxley's basically becoming Abdullah the Butcher?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Daniel!
I'm going to beat the living shit out of Daniel.
I'm going to beat the living shit out of Kingston.
Bro Cock. Not a question, but a story. I'm a teacher, and a couple weeks back, I was in the school-wide meeting. These meetings are useless information for me, so I never pay attention. I had my headphone in while listening to the podcast, and right when Andrew pressed his moaning button... That's it. Everyone looked in my direction. I shit myself and thought they all heard. Thank God the principal was introducing someone right behind me to do another fucking presentation.
Wow, wow, wow.
He's listening to this podcast while the principal is talking. That's awesome.
That's great. So the kids call you Mr. Cock?
Yes. That's right. Bro Cock.
Bro Cock. Fuck a cock.
Jonathan Smith, why is Michael Cole doing a Snickers commercial? Shut up, Michael.
No.
Why? That's right. He was in the Snickers commercial.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's not. You're not the star, Michael.
No. As much as you want to be.
Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Bray Wyatt's one of the first celebrity deaths that really shook me. R.A.P. Bray. Yep, obviously. Nunzio Bustacucci. What the
fuck? Bustacucci.
Over under 9 wins for the Jets. I mean, please.
Come on.
Please.
Come on.
Don't be a dick.
Come on.
What does Vegas say? It's probably 9. Vegas always does that.
Right.
I thought you said Vega.
I thought you said Vega, too.
Do we have a Vega button?
No. Wait, how many wins for the Jets?
22.
22.
Wow. How many games are in the season?
Hold on. 17 regular.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, you just need like
9.5.
Four. So it'd be 21.
9.5 is the
over. Unless the Jets win the Pro Bowl.
Then
22.
Sure, whatever. Yeah. Oh, including preseason games. There you go.
There you 22. Go. Boom. Have they had a preseason game yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they win?
It's all well, there's been a few. Okay. I think they won 2, lost 2.
Okay.
They only lost 1, I think. Oh, the Hall of Fame game they lost?
Preseason doesn't matter.
Who cares?
We watched all these games. That doesn't even. Yeah. They killed the Panthers.
Yeah.
PCJ, having had a few days now to process the loss of Bray Wyatt, I can't fight this feeling of anger towards Vince McMahon. Mm. Bray and The Fiend were the two best characters in pro wrestling in the past 20 years. But because Vince was focused on pushing Roman and trying to force fans to accept Roman as the top babyface, Bray was wasted and booked poorly. Dude was so talented, and the Wyatt family and his characters should have been on top for a very long time. That's true. I'm a pussy. The Miz the leader? Don't worry about it. Is The Miz the leader of dressing up like his opponents during a feud? Also, didn't know Eric Rowan was still in WWE. Well, he's not. He was just there as a special guest. He might be. Yeah, I mean, he's done it a few times, done it well.
Yeah.
Fosse 32, you think Sammy should stop using the Blue Thunder Bomb? It never works.
Hell no. I love it.
It looks great, but
it should be a finisher.
To pin the guy, it doesn't work. Yeah.
Steven with a V. Want to wish Joe good luck on his pay-per-view prediction championship defense.
Thank you.
Let's hope Andrew doesn't try to use another cheap Hogan ploy to regain the title, a la WrestleMania 9 when he cashed in the first ever Money to Bank contract.
That's right.
Yeah, bullshit. My play. The Man Land, Push Fire Barry, Resurrect Commentary Teams, Vince McMahon and Jesse Ventura, Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross, Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon, and Pat McAfee and Michael Cole. I mean, that's 4.
Well, just...
It's a Push Fire Barry.
Yeah, no Michael Cole. Just let's take that out, even though Pat's great. I think the best out of all these is probably Jim Ross Lawler. Second would be Vince and Jesse, and third would be Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon.
Sure.
Although Gorilla Monsoon and Heenan were great.
James Griffith, what would it take for y'all to get some new belts for the pay-per-view predictions? These aren't the original ones. They have been, we had a new
They've
one.
Been up
we gave one away. And have y'all thought about putting shelves on the wall behind you for the pops and figures? I think they would be they'd be falling even more than they already are.
Unless we glue them.
True.
Good glue. If we put shelves out of the packages.
Like behind us.
Put shelves behind us. We could put more pops up.
Yeah.
Because we have so many that don't make the cut.
Put shelves.
Do we need more pops? I mean, we got so many.
Come on. What a stupid question.
But then they'd be further away. You wouldn't be able to see them as well. I don't know.
But they wouldn't fall down as much.
All right. You guys get on that.
Not it.
Mannix, for a monthly special, it could be nice to have a Bray Wyatt memorial episode where you guys review his best matches, moments of his career. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's
possible.
Make it, and it will come in your face.
Wow.
And then Jonathan Ramos, Push Fire Barry, Miz Impressions, John Cena, The Rock, LA Knight. I think Cena's his best one.
Yeah. Because
that whole, like, the Total Bellas thing, that was hilarious.
Yeah. Like, Cena's rules... And Marie says, like, Nikki.
Brie, were you singing? Rule number 1. In John Cena's house, no singing. Like, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
I think that's his best one.
And when Cena was Nikki, he was so fucking hot. What?
Hmm?
What?
I'd bury The Rock, and then I'd fire the LA Knight. Even though I didn't think it was bad, but... All right. Pay-per-view predictions for Payback.
looks like I get to retain my title. Everybody knows Eric ain't winning shit. Andrew, you are the only legitimate fucking threat to my title, but I'm going to retain it. And you know what else I'm going to do? Okay. I'm going to take your AEW title that you retained.
You mean the one I just like murdered you for?
It was a couple points, whoop, I think, is what we said at the end of the day.
A fuck ton of points?
It was a couple of points what we said at the end of the day.
Okay.
After we gave me all the bullshit stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take that on Sunday. So Saturday, Sunday, sweep it.
Wow. What a fun weekend for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. First up, we got LA Knight versus The Miz.
Yeah. I've got LA Knight with a pin.
Same.
I have LA Knight with a pin. Over, under 0.5 people interfere.
Under.
Under.
Under as well. Does Knight kick out of the skull-crushing finale?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
And that'll be Miz's Joe, like...
2 points for me.
That'll be Miz's like, holy shit, he is more than a catchphrase.
He is the guy.
Then we got Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus in a steel cage match.
I've got Becky with an escape.
Becky's leaving. The faces never leave. Becky with a pin.
I got Becky with a pin. Over, under 0.5 people interfere?
Over.
Over.
Obviously over. Does anyone jump off the top of the cage?
No.
So this is not a Hell in a Cell. So just like how high up are we talking?
The top.
Yeah.
Like the top.
The very tippy top.
Oh, like a splash into the ring.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Trish.
Not like you're halfway up and you fall. That's not.
Yeah.
Your feet are on the top of the cage.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I said no. Then we got Rey Mysterio versus Austin Theory for the United States Championship.
I've got Rey with a pin.
I think this is kind of like they gave it to Rey. Why would they put this on a pay-per-view just for Rey to retain? I think Austin takes it. You've got LA Knight coming up. You got John Cena coming back. There's too many good guys that need this title. So I think Austin takes it back. Rey probably kind of messes up with Phantasmo. And then they get into a little feud. So Austin.
Austin, I got Rey with a pin.
Yeah.
Over, under 0.5 people interfere?
Over.
I meant to put over. Thank you.
Okay.
I think I looked at the one below it where it said 1.5.
I got over. Does Ray kick out of A-Town Down?
No
as well. Then we've got KO and Sammy versus Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Steel City Street Fight for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship.
I got Owens and Sammy with the pin.
Of course.
Owens pinning Balor.
Same.
That's what I have too.
I mean,
Owens pins Balor. Over, under 1.5 people interfere?
Over.
Over.
I put under.
Oh, okay.
I put under.
All right.
And then do Balor and Priest break up?
No. Not yet.
I have no as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good.
Then we've got Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez for the Women's World Championship.
I've got Rhea with a pin.
Save.
Rhea with a pin. Over, under 1.5 people interfere.
I got under.
I've got over.
I have under. I don't know if Liv's going to be back yet.
Right. I was considering that.
Right. And then does Rhea kick out of the Tahana bomb?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no. I think like she'll hit it. Dominic will hop on the apron. Bullshit like that. And then does Raquel kick out of the Riptide?
Hell no.
I'm going to say yes.
I got hell no too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we've got Seth Rollins versus Nakamura for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I've got Seth with an other.
Interesting.
So just Nakamura just gets DQ'd?
Yeah. Goes right for the balls.
That's not bad. And then they do it again next pay-per-view probably.
Correct.
Yeah, then we have three more matches where they're just kicking each other in the nuts.
Probably right. I got Seth with a pin.
Seth with a pin. Over, under 0.5 people interfere.
Under.
Under.
Under. Does Seth kick out of the Kinshasa?
Yes.
No.
I put no. Does Nakamura kick out of the curb stomp?
Yes, everyone does.
Yes.
You put no.
Oh, I did put no.
Hold on, let me review Eric's. Wait, Eric's got Trish winning. It's got The Miz winning. It's got Raquel winning.
That makes sense.
You schmuck.
I've got no curb stomp.
No curb stomp.
And then does Damian Priest cash in?
I put no.
No.
I put no, but I think Priest is going to try to, and then Balor will fuck it up before it's official cash in.
Yeah.
And then the pay-per-view will end with like, bah! You know, like, what's happening with the judgment?
I know. This should almost be, does Damian Priest come out?
Yeah.
You know, because then that would be more of a 50-50.
The only reason why I'm not so sure about the Rey Mysterio thing is that I have no titles changing hands. And if anything's going to change hands,
it's that shitty title.
Probably that. I mean, look, Priest is going to cash in at some point and he's going to win it.
Right.
But I just think you have too many shitty pay-per-views coming up.
Yeah.
That it's like, I don't know.
I know, but I want to see a title change.
All right. Special appearance or surprise appearance. Sorry.
I didn't put anybody.
Andrew? All right. Eric's currently winning with a point. Put your point down.
Yeah.
Mark it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
I put Lita.
Lita.
All right.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Because Trisha beat her up a while back.
Any Hall of Famers from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, there is. Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
he'll start the show.
What else are they going to do?
Welcome to the Payback. This show costs $12 million. all right. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
I got Rhea Raquel.
I got the U.S. title.
I got Becky and Trish.
Okay.
Wow.
Main event?
Seth Nakamura.
Yeah, Nakamura. And then what match has a broken announce table?
The tag title match.
Street fight.
Street fight. Yeah, it was easy. But I just got tired of doing the how many announce tables break. Because now there's usually only one.
Yeah.
Maybe two sometimes. And
sure, sure.
They break the same one over and over.
Yeah.
Lock of the century?
Rhea.
Rhea for sure.
Yeah, I put Knight because I could see like Rhea losing via DQ or something. So I just put Knight.
Okay.
I think he wins for sure.
Yeah.
So there's our pay-per-view predictions.
That's them.
So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. There's going to be a new t-shirt coming soon.
Yeah.
I showed Joe and Eric the designs, and
yeah, and it
they
was,
love it as much as I do.
Bust a nut.
Yeah,
yeah, bust cool. your nut on it. Yeah,
and then you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month. We got AEW recaps every week, brackets, all that good stuff.
Yes.
And then one last thing. Some of you already know this because Joe posted about it. But Joe and I lost our mom on Saturday. And I'll never forget April 2nd, 2017, because it was WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. But we were planning on going.
Yeah.
But we weren't there because we were at the hospital because we were told that our mom was passing away that day.
Yeah.
Like on WrestleMania. And I remember telling all of you, the fans, about the situation because I was like, hey, guys, it looks like our mom's passing away today. I don't know when we're going to be able to do the WrestleMania recap. So it was just to update them. And we got an outpouring of messages from all of you. And it meant so much. And it was a miracle that she survived that day. And we're so thankful that, you know, we got to have an extra 6 years with her.
Right.
She really wasn't a wrestling fan, but she loved watching the McMahon family drama.
Right.
Like, I remember as a kid, I'd be watching in my room, and if the McMahon family was coming out to do something, like I would run down and we'd watch it together.
Yeah.
I've also thought about like us, you know, putting the podcast on hiatus for a little bit because of her passing. But honestly, like doing the show has actually helped because we have so much fun here. It lets you forget about reality for a while. Like, especially when we were doing All In, which was just like, you know, a day after, and
yeah,
like right. we were laughing so hard, and it was just like, yeah, like this podcast, because like some of you have told us that this show has helped you through tough times.
Yeah.
And just
and
to
now
kind of,
it's done the same for us.
Yeah. And just to kind of put it in a little perspective, you know, she's been in pain for a long time, right?
Yeah.
If this is more of a shocking sudden death, you know, in our family, I don't know if we would have been laughing on a pay-per-view you know
right,
I mean?
Yes.
So quickly, but you know, she had just been really sick for, you know, for years, as Andrew mentioned, and then also really like the last like 30 days, really, really, really bad.
It was really bad.
To where like we knew something was going to happen, and she was in a lot of pain. So there was, you know, it's one of those sad, but also you understand that
yeah,
there's relief. And I don't care what you believe in religiously, she's in a better place. She's either yes. in a better place in heaven.
Yeah.
She's not in pain here.
Absolutely.
That's all I know.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah. we love our mother. She's, yeah. you know, the matriarch of our family. She was taught us all strength.
I know.
No one told her no. That's where we get it from.
Yeah.
No one told her no.
That's right.
She did shit my way, like every way, yeah. Good or bad. She did it her way, and she was so strong. And, you know, she wasn't a wrestling fan, but she loved watching us watch wrestling.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've destroyed countless beds of our parents.
That's right, yes.
And she would get mad, but she could have gotten madder because I think she understood this is like their passion.
We would also...
And someday they're going to do a podcast about this. So I got to let right. them...
We would also break her cookie sheets.
Oh, man.
We mentioned that in All In, because they had cookie sheets and All In. It was like, yeah, because we used to beat each other over the head with... And then right. she would come home... And the cookie sheet would be like bent five different directions. She's like, what did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do to my cookie sheet?
I was going to make you cookies. Not anymore.
Damn it.
Right.
But yeah, she also, she would listen to the podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
And would. Then I also got a kick out of playing her like our Manscaped ads.
Right.
Because we talk about yeah. her balls just to see her reaction, everything right, like right. that. But
plus yeah. you get to see you wrestle in
yes.
in Doomsday.
She did.
She did. She did. Yeah. She was actually, she's probably the main reason why we've toned down. Like our show when it first started was like triple X.
Uh-huh.
Like it was really, really R-rated and we cursed a lot.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, you could tone down some of the pussy talk and the fucks that you guys throw out there. And we're like, that's true.
Well, that's what
we'll widen our yeah. audience if we.
I didn't get right. that memo, so no, I've been Eric, the asshole.
Eric did not.
I know, Ma. Eric, we tell Eric. He just won't stop well, with no, the cocks and the fucks.
Because she would be like, I would listen, but then I just couldn't take much more. It's like, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So.
But we love you, Mom. And yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see you down the road.
For sure.
So. See you guys later.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.